Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear the Heat game tonight on this very radio station. Preheat begins at 5:45. 5:45. Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you ready. And then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight. The game tips off at 7 p.m. in Orlando. You can watch the game tonight on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. All right. Can we say why you're in Houston, Crowder?
Yes, no problem.
All right, tell us why.
We are interviewing Kevin Durant tonight, and we're waiting. We have a soft yes from Vince Young.
Wow. Well, KD is the interesting one to me because he doesn't do a ton of relaxed stuff like that. Does he? Kind of along the lines of where I was saying Michael Jordan and Eddie Murphy are very judicious in their exposure. Kevin Durant is pretty judicious the same way.
Yeah. No, we were surprised. We've been asking him for a while. He's real good friends with Michael Beasley, which I think, you know, I think Mike.
So he watched the Pivot episode when Bees was on and was like, okay, it's a friendly.
Great episode with Bees.
Yeah, yeah. This is all speculation. I don't know what happened, but I think that had something to do with it where he hit Bees and he's like, nah, man, dude's cool. Laid back is a laid back environment. So I think that had something to do with it. But yeah, we've asked him in person about 3 or 4 times and then actually finally went through.
You think it'll happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure KD will happen. It's funny. We're waiting for Vince Young when KD's confirmed. That's the weird part.
Well, I always get a kick out of that. It's like, you know, we have Andrew Whitworth coming on Thursday night for Thursday Night Football, and he's there at the exact time. And then George Richards makes us wait 35 minutes because he was at Flanagan's. Like, hey, what's wrong with this picture, Richards?
Yes, yes. It's.
Let me do, before we get into hoops, let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And Game Day Uncensored Sunday will begin at 9 a.m. with Alejandro Solana, and Brendan Tobin, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, a cast of thousands getting you ready for Miami and Atlanta. So the latest line right now is Miami +7.5. You know Darren Waller is out. Listen, it all adds up. You know, you start looking at, okay, no Tyreek Hill, no Darren Waller, already playing shaky. Like, you're relying on guys. Jaylen Waddle had 1 catch for 15 yards last week. 1 catch, 15 yards. I don't know whose fault that is, but that is the stat. 1 catch, 15 yards. So I don't see a way that the Dolphins cover that line, but I am looking at some of the player props that are posted. Would you like to know the Bijan Robinson rushing prop? It has been posted.
90.
Solana?
101.5.
I was going to guess 101. It's 94.5. And that seems low to me. I feel like he could get that in the first drive. Because why would you do anything else? Why wouldn't you just let Bijan Robinson run all game long?
Well, they do this. I was watching that Buffalo game. They do this thing where he lines up like next to the quarterback and Pennis just turns around and throws in the ball real fast. So it's a pass.
Interesting. So it's almost sweep. Receiving yards.
They use him like Devon Achane, in other words. Yeah. They use him a lot in the slot. A lot of just non-traditional running back stuff with Bijan.
Yeah. It's a terrible matchup. To your point, Hawk, when you were saying it.
I mean,
their front four was getting after Josh Allen. And I know they lost, but their front four can rush. Our offensive line can't block university schools team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They have a great running back. We can't stop the run. They have Drake London. They have Kyle Pitts. They have a bunch of receivers. We have backup corners. The matchup of this game is terrible.
I think they have the best defense in the NFL, or one of the best defenses in the NFL.
And Raheem Morris is the defense. He was the Super Bowl winning DC at the Rams. He has a lot of exotic blitzes. Our linemen need LASIK. This is a terrible matchup for the Dolphins.
Because I think sometimes also we're forgetting just how bad the Browns are. Not that Myles Garrett isn't a great player, but Dylan Gabriel was the quarterback who picked them apart. And I'm not telling you Michael Penix is anything special because I haven't seen anything special from him. But to your point, they've got Bijan Robinson and they've got Kyle Pitts and Drake London and like
weapons. Yeah,
yeah. Like you look at the Cleveland game and you go, Cleveland ran roughshod over this team, and Tua had no answers to anything. I just, you know, and again, I understand the NFL, there's ups and downs, but man, I'm having a tough time getting to the spot where I think they can somehow hang with them.
They had trouble tackling Rico Dowdle, and they had trouble tackling Judkins. Bijan Robinson, no exaggeration, is the hardest person to tackle in the NFL. Hardest running back, best running back, strongest running back. They're going to have trouble getting this man on the ground on Sunday.
They're ranked second in the NFL in team defense. They've allowed the second least amount of yards through week 7.
Yikes.
Than any team. The only team better than them is the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But they've only allowed 12 touchdowns. And look, I mean, their schedule, they got blown out by the Panthers, which is probably the worst team they played. They only gave up 6 points to the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy didn't play, I don't think, in that game or left the game early, but he had a pretty bad game. Other than that, their schedule, honestly, has been pretty impressive. They beat the Bills on Monday Night Football. They did lose to the 49ers, but they had the Buccaneers to open up the season. They played them tight, only lost by 3. This defense is good.
Yeah, no. They're not a bad team.
Yeah.
Cleveland was a bad team. That's the part where I'm going, 7.5 just doesn't seem like enough points to me to jump on the Dolphins there.
I have, in fantasy, my two Genty and Walker from Seattle, they're both on byes. So I had to get another running back to start. I took Algiers, the backup of Bijan. I think Bijan will be out by the fourth quarter.
Right, this is a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game.
I don't go with that narrative a lot, but I'm kind of on that train with this Falcons game. It just doesn't match up well at all.
What are we hoping here? That Tua and the offense just happens to be having a game where they are clicking?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have that potential. I mean, we had Omar on yesterday. He's like, I'm not ready to close the book on Tua. I'm not either. All I know is the part that I'm at is in kind of like the mental zone. If you couldn't come off that Chargers debacle and the post-game press conference debacle with a fiery performance, like, I don't know, better than a 3 QBR, if you couldn't come off that week with something special, then, I just don't understand what could transpire this week, other than Darren Waller being placed on injured reserve, what could transpire this week that's going to make you think they come out as a team on a mission Sunday? Like, if they haven't been on a mission the last couple of weeks, how could they not? Like, what makes you think they're going to be some sort of team on a mission on the road this week? I just don't see it.
To make matters worse, best passing defense in the NFL. The Atlanta Falcons through week 7, 141 passing yards allowed on average. They've only allowed 7 passing touchdowns this season.
Well, we just put Darren Waller on IR, so checkmate. I don't know how, but checkmate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.